Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Wish everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where he is, we may be also. We give God the honor, the glory, and the praise today for the great things that he has done and he's continuing to do. We thank him for allowing us to make it through another week, and we are grateful to God for allowing us to get together one more time where we can come together and lift up the name of Jesus. And we haven't come for any fashion, form, or show, but we've come simply to lift him up. As the songwriter said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that Jesus would draw all men unto himself. And so that's what we've come to do today. We've come to lift up the name of Jesus. We've come to give him honor. We've come to give him glory. We come to give him praise because truly, I said, truly, God is worthy to be praised. I'm going to say that one more time. God is truly worthy to be praised. I don't know about you, but if you got a praise in your spirit this morning, you need to give God a hand clap of praise and say, God, truly, you are worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, your name, God, is worthy to be praised. And in the midst of your praise, you might as well say thank you. God, while I praise you, I'm going to thank you for the great things that you have done in my life. God, while I praise you, God, I'm going to thank you for being so good unto me. God, I'm going to thank you and praise you at the same time, God, because one can't go without the other. So God, while I'm praising, I'm thanking you. I'm thanking you, God, that down through the years, God, you have been good. You have made ways out of no ways. You have and heal my body. You have kept food on my table. You have kept shelter over my head. So God, I'm going to praise you and thank you at the same time. I say the Lord is all right, and he's all right, and truly, truly, he's greatly to be praised. Amen. So we thank God this morning for another opportunity to lift him up and to praise and magnify his name, because truly, he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask that Minister Jameson would lead us in a prayer this morning. Good morning, preacher. How you doing?
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God for another day's journey that we've never seen before, sure enough, won't see again. Let us pray. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help that we know. We come right now in the powerful and matchless name of Jesus, from the rising of the S-O-N to the going down of the S-U-N. Thank you. Hallelujah, for the name that is above every name. Father, we thank you that it is well with our soul. And Father, we thank you for keeping us, Father. And we thank you for leading us and guiding us throughout last week. But this is a new day that we have seen, Father God. And we thank you, hallelujah, that we lay down last night and early this morning before the birds got up, before the chickens start crowing, before anybody, even our bosom snuggling touched us, Father. We open our eyes, and it's a brand new day. And we thank you, Father God. We can never thank you enough. And we lie sometimes and say, if we had more than 10,000 tongues, hallelujah, with this one tongue, we ought to praise you. We ought to praise you because you are good. You've been good to us all of our lives, from the rocking of our cradle up until this present time. And Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We praise you. We lift you up. And you say, if I be, we're going to lift you up, Father. We're going to draw all men unto you. When you lift us up, let the masses pray. And Lord, we thank you for this day, Father. We can never thank you for this day, Father, because this is a DAY, Father, that you have seen for us, Father, that you already knew that we was going to be here this morning. And we don't take it for granted. I don't take it for granted. It gets personal sometimes. And we thank you, Father. We honor you. We glorify you. We know that, God, that you are God. Beside you, there is no other. Whatever we went through, Father, we know that it was you that carried us through. And we thank you. We praise you. We ask you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name that you keep me guided down. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name, 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 in the name. Hallelujah. In the name, in the name. Hallelujah. In that name, that name, that name, hallelujah, that name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Mr. Jameson, for that fervent prayer, amen, in the name of Jesus. We want to sing one of these songs, amen, that's helped guide us through some of the challenging times in our life. And a hymn note, number 355. And it's entitled, Lead Me, God. And it's a song where everyone knows the chorus, and we're going to get to the chorus. And I remember in the days we were together as a church, and some of the early churches that we attended, that they were looking around, and everybody would be singing the chorus, and everybody would be looking at each other, thanking God that he has kept them and kept them and kept their families and leading and guiding down through the generations. And in most difficult days that they were going through, they knew that God could guide them. And as we live through challenging times of our own in the year of our Lord 2021, we still need the Lord to guide us. Amen. We still need the Lord to lead us. And so this song is very important, and that we learn to sing it. And might be walking down the street, might be walking in your backyard or doing something in your house, and you can just tune in on that chorus refrain, and you can praise God right there all by yourself, amen, because Lord knows God blesses us while we're praising him, while we're thanking him. God is blessing us. That's a thing that we've learned as our church long ago, is that in the midst of our praise, God gives us a strength renewal, a strength exchange, that he exchanged our weakness for strength. So that's why it's important to continue to praise him, continue to lift him up. But the songwriter says, lead me, God. In the first verse is, I am weak and I need thy strength and power to help me over my weakest hour. Let me through the darkness thy face to see. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. And then the chorus says, lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. That's the part I like. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. I am weak and I need thy strength and power to help me, O my weakest power. Let me through the darkness, thy face to see. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Come on, everyone, sing it. Lead me, guide me along the way. Lord, if you lead me, I cannot stray. So Lord, let me walk each day with thee, and lead me, O Lord, lead me. Help me tread in the path of righteousness. Be my aid when Satan and sin oppress. I am putting all my trust in thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Come on, sing it like you in church. Lead me, come on now, and guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee, and lead me, O Lord, lead me. I am lost if you take your hand from me. I am blind without thy light to see. Lord, just always let me, my servant, be. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Come on, y'all sing it with me. Oh, lead me and guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee, and lead me, O Lord, lead me. One more time. Lead me while he's talking to you. Guide me along the way. Lord, if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee, and lead me, O Lord, lead me. Come on, let's give God some praise. If God has ever led you along the way, If he's ever made you to lie down in green pastures, if he ever led you beside the still waters, if he ever restored your soul, if he's ever renewed your strength, if he's ever anointed your head with oil, if he ever made your enemies your footstool. Somebody said, lead me, Lord, along the way. If God has ever continued to give you grace and mercy, if God continued to allow grace and mercy to follow you all the days of your life, if God has ever made a prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemy, if the Lord is your shepherd and you want him to lead you and he's led you, somebody said he's a mighty good leader because I blessed me and he's kept me along the way. Lead me, Lord. Oh, lead me along the way. Lord, if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with you. Lead me, Lord. Hey, hallelujah. Lead me. Thank you, God. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. Never forsake you. Never leave you alone. Never allow the enemy to overtake you. But God is the one that will lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because my leader, my shepherd, my Lord and Savior, amen, will comfort me with his rod and his staff. And so we thank God today that we can say God will lead me and guide me along the way. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the church of the old school that sang some of those hymns. Amen. To help get you through. We're going to go to our worshipers this morning, and we're going to go to our first worshiper, last four digits, 0025. Good morning, 0025.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Truly, I need the Lord to lead me and guide me each and every day of my life. And I thank God for his keeping power on this morning. For truly, he's a mighty good God. He's a mighty awesome God. He's a merciful God. And so I just thank God this morning. I praise God this morning for the many blessings that he has given unto me. And not only me, but to my church family and to my family. And I just praise God this morning for you, Pastor Kason, and for First Lady Kason and my church family, Heart of God. I'm so grateful this morning, for truly I come this morning with an attitude of gratitude, being so grateful to God, because God is just so good and he's just so amazing and he's worthy to be praised on this morning. So no matter what we're going through, no matter what challenges we might be faced, he is still God and he is still in control. And so I just thank God this morning, and every time I turn around, there are blessings upon blessings that God has just blessed me with, that God has just blessed Heart of God with, that God has just blessed all of us with. And so I'm just so grateful this morning, and I just thank God this morning for the opportunity just to be able to say, God, I thank you with the fruit of my lips, because with the fruit of my lips, I will praise him, and I will bless him, and I just thank him on this morning. Have a blessed week. God bless you. I love you. And keep looking to the hills from which cometh your help, because all of our help comes from God.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Kason. God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Just so grateful for the songs that God has put in your spirit this morning. Thank you. Thank you for just encouraging the church and building us up in God's word and in his hymns and spiritual hymns. And lead me and guide me is an old one.
Yes.
I thank God that my mind went back and I thought about it. I could hear my mother singing that song this morning. So I give God all the glory and all the honor this morning. Because truly he said that if I be lifted up, that he would draw all men unto him. So I bless him and praise him this morning. And so he has left his word, song one, as he lead us and guide us. He want us to know that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water,
water.
To bring forth his fruit in
his
season.
His
leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so.
Oh,
but unlike the chaff which the wind drieth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Hallelujah, because we can take joy in verse 6. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I give all glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, today. God bless you, heart of God. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word of truth, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Bless your holy and righteous name. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next verse. We're last 4 digits, 3343. 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Father, for allowing me this morning to stand up on my feet and open my eyes up. You know, you lay down in the nighttime, you don't know if you're going to wake up the next day, but if God put the pain in your body and pop your eyes open and you see the sun sliding in your eyes, and you know that the good Lord gave you another chance to stay on the right track and follow his footsteps and glorify his holy name. For he's our Father, and we his children, and we call on him, we need him every day. We said, thank you, Father, for opening our eyes up and our limbs to move, that you have brought us a mighty long way, and we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 2256, 2256. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Pastor, First Lady, all heart of God.
Bless you.
It's good to be on the line again this morning. It's good to be alive. I thank God for just continuing to keep us. I thank God for all the things that he do. He's just wonderful. I can't thank him enough. He's been good.
Yeah.
And I know he'll continue to be good. So I just thank him and I give him honor and I give him praise. You all have a wonderful, wonderful week. And be blessed.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 3598, 3598. Good morning.
God bless, and he is good, and we thank him for just being good all by himself. We thank God for the pastor, First Lady, all of God's children, all of the heart of God, and those who are on the line that are God's children. And we all in this together. When all God's children get together, what a time. Oh, good. I'm going to leave that alone. What a time. We think we're going to have a time here. But we're going to read one verse out of Romans, the 10th chapter and the 13th verse. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we know we are saved by Jesus. Oh, Jesus, how I love to call your name. Jesus, oh Jesus, every day your name is the same. Be blessed.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our First Lady. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, heart of God. Blessings to all. I thank the Lord for leading me and guiding me and always directing my path. And I thank the Lord for putting in my putting a song in my way this week, and I have played that song every day this week at school. And the thing is, you never know who you may touch. And now I have teachers coming to my classroom every morning saying, Miss Kayson, you gonna play some music this morning? I said, yes, I'm going to play some music to bless your soul this morning.
Amen.
And now they walk past. They're singing. The Lord is in the building. You know, that's my thing is the Lord is in the building. So by the Lord being in the building, I know that we are all covered by the blood of Jesus. But I cover myself going in and I cover myself going out. And the Lord has kept me in spite of me. And that's the beautiful thing. A lot of you have received a song from me by Tasha Cobb, In Spite of Me. That is a beautiful song because the Lord loves us daily in spite of ourselves. And I know what the pastor know what I'm talking about because, you know, sometimes I ain't lovely all the time. And I know he loved me in spite of. And that's the great thing about the Lord. He loves us in spite of us. He knows all our scars. He knows all of our flaws. He knows everything about us. And he loves us daily. And I just thank the Lord for that. And I just love you all. And I want you all to be blessed. And if I haven't sent you the song, just look it up. It's called In Spite of Me. And that's it. The Lord loves us in spite of what we do. No matter what we do, the Lord still loves us. And that is a blessing within itself to know that that God loves you. And I want you all to be blessed. I love you all. I'm sending out air hugs to everyone. I'm giving everyone a kiss on the cheek. I'm holding you. You know, the Lord can hold you tighter, but I'm holding you tight. I'm crossing my arms. I love you all. You all have a blessed week. And just keep loving the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Our last four digits, 7351. 7351, you are on the air.
Good morning, Pastor Kayshawn, First Lady, and Heart of God family. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As Brother, as Pastor James said, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning to a beautiful, beautiful day that you have made, a day that I shall rejoice in, oh, Heavenly Father, a day that you woke me up in my sound mind, and in my case, oh, Lord, I can see again for another day. So I just thank you, Lord, and I pray that you keep on leading me and guiding me until the end, until I come home to be with you, O Heavenly Father. So to in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God bless everyone and stay safe.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper, line 4, digit 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady and Heart of God church members. Thank you, First Lady, for waking me up this morning. I heard the beep. I said, that's Tawana. I jumped up and put on my song. Been playing it all week, girl.
Amen.
It's right of me. That's me. Lord have mercy, Jesus. That's a good song. If you got any kind of spirit in your body, it's going to make you think and think right. Thank God for you. Thank God for Pastor, our members, our prayer warriors. It's a great day to know that you have people that love you. You know they love you. Why you know they love you? They show you. They extend their love to you. And it prepares you to send, go out and touch somebody else.
Amen.
Be able to share God's word with somebody else from one Sunday to the next Sunday. We are so, so blessed. And I pray that we will continue to follow God's footsteps, live a life of Christ, and be blessed by his Holy Spirit. We have so much to be thankful for. We have seen the Holy Spirit in action in our church, in our members, people outside of our church, And they always call back and thank you. Tell Pastor Kason thank you. Tell Pastor Kason thank you. But
praise
we give
him,
glory to our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Who knows all, sees all, and he gets the glory out of all of this because of the love that is flowing from breast to breast. If you hear some noises, I've got my little grandnephews over here.
That's
they
all right. That's all right. That's a good thing.
Thank God.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Next generation that we're trying to plant a seed in, that they will grow
Amen.
Up and know God and be useful in their life to know that the Lord loves them and we love them too. You all be blessed.
Amen.
And I'm going to pass the baton to my sister.
Amen.
Good morning, Heart of God.
Good morning.
I'm thankful to be here this morning. I had to rest up from my celebration of my birthday weekend last week.
That's all right.
To my treatment, my text said, Ms. Griffin, your pressure is up to date. And he said, what did you do? Did you... You've been drinking? I said, no. I said, I didn't drink nothing but water. He said, well, you must have eaten something salty. I said, well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I celebrated my birthday and I ate what I wanted to eat.
Amen.
He said, well, it's showing up right here in the machine. Your numbers are off today. So I was just thankful that my blood pressure went down because if your blood pressure doesn't go down, they can't continue your treatment. So everything turned out all right, and I was happy. And I just thank God for all the prayers that I received from everybody, and I appreciate it very much. And I was thankful
Amen.
That my son came and surprised me, and they got back home safely.
Amen.
And I'll just keep on keeping on, and I got one more shot to take on Wednesday for my vaccine, and then my pressure gonna go up again because they give me mine when. Doing my treatment, and I'm always
mm-hmm.
thinking, Lord, as soon as this stuff hits my brain, I'm out of here. but it never happens, so thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Here's my sister Jewel. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Thank God for another day. Thank God for you, Pastor. First Lady,
Thank
I love you all. I love Heart of God Church. I thank God for you all. You keep praying for me, and I'll keep praying for you. You all have a blessed Sunday and a blessed and safe week.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, 6947. 6947, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's everybody's voice. I have a song for you all this morning. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I
yeah.
worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. And that's my testimony for this week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony. This morning, we're going to go to our next worshiper, Last four digits, 1785. 1785, good morning.
Lord, praise God from whose all blessings flow, all my blessings flow. It's so good
Hallelujah.
To be on the line with you all one more time. Thank you, Dennis, for that song, because I do love
yeah.
God. I truly love him, and I truly adore him. And he's just been so good to me through everything, you know, trials and tribulations. He said they would come.
Yeah.
But what he said is he would be with us even until the end. And he has been with me. And I do adore you, Lord. I adore you too, heart of God. Thank you, Pastor K.
Hallelujah.
How you guys
Bless you.
Been there for the good times and the bad. And, you know, I was thinking about us worshiping in the house of the Lord together.
Yeah.
I really
yeah.
miss him so much. I love you guys. I love First Lady. She's always been in wonderful things. And it's just, you know, it's always on time. You know, that's how you know it's God-inspired. It's always on
yeah.
time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
All the time. I thank and praise him for every little thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Sometimes I can't. I'm not that good with words. But I just
all
love
right.
all of you all, and I want you to have a really blessed week. In Jesus' name. On purpose. Bye-bye.
Amen. 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 Thank you for your testimony this morning. Let's go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 4629. 4629. Good morning. Four, six, two, nine. All right. Must be listening in. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 5904. 5904. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Just want to say thankful this morning to be online one more time to listen to you, Pastor Kason, and everybody else. And just want to say have a blessed day and a blessed week. That's it.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. All right. Thank everyone for continuing to praise God and their testimonies and they're continuing to lift up the name of Jesus. And truly, God is continuing to bless us, and we thank him for his continued blessing. And God, for everyone on Facebook and the internet and all of the various types of media that people tune into, thank you for continuing to pray for one another, continuing to pray for our church. Amen. We know that God, amen, is a prayer answering God. And that's why it's always appropriate for us to go to the Lord in prayer. And I'm going to ask this morning, Reverend Sykes, we're going to get ready to lead us in prayer. And we just want to remember, amen, all of our families. We thank God that good news from Reverend Sykes in regards to our daughter, Erica. Amen. And Erica's on the mend. And we thank God that he's answering that prayer. Just continue to pray for her. Pray for entire family and all of our members and friends near and far, those that are going through challenges, whatever it is, physically, spiritually, mentally. We just want to continue to pray their strength in the Lord. Amen. Continue to pray for government officials. Continue to pray for all of those teachers and all of those in law enforcement and those that are caregivers. And all of the churches that are open in the name of Jesus, we pray their strength in the Lord. So we're going to ask Reverend Sykes to lead us in this prayer. Reverend Sykes.
Let us pray. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Father God, we come, O God, this morning in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day that you have allowed us to see. We acknowledge, God, that you are the creator and the sustainer of life. O God, thank you for your grace and your mercy. We praise you, Father, O God, this morning for everything that you have done in our lives, Father God. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, your name is worthy to be praised. Thank you for the strength that you empower us with each and every day. Thank you, Father, for inclining your ear unto our prayers. Thank you for being a prayer-answering God. Father God, great is your faithfulness unto us. Oh, God, mm-hmm. we love you and we adore you. And, Father, we come this morning making our request known unto you. First of all, Father, we want to ask for forgiveness of any sins that we may have committed, knowingly and unknowingly, and that you would create in all of us clean hearts and renew the right spirit within us, Father. Father, we ask that you would touch the hearts and the minds and the spirits of your people on this morning. We pray, Father God, this morning for this nation. We pray for the leaders of this nation. We pray, Father, for President Biden and Vice President Harris. We pray for the Congress and the Senate. We pray for all of our pastors, all of our churches, yeah. all of our servant leaders, all of our prayer warriors. We pray for all of our communities and all of our caregivers. We pray, Father, for all families that are near and far. And, Father, we lift up all bereaved families this morning, strengthen and encourage their hearts, Father God. We lift up those in the hospitals and nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, we lift up all of the parents and the teachers and the administrators and the youth, oh, God, everywhere, Father God. Father God, be with our children, Father God, as they go to
yeah.
school, those that are back in school, those that are still doing virtual learning at home, Father God. Put a hedge of protection around them, Father God, as they go out and as they come in, Father God. And those who are suffering with other illnesses, Father, as well as the COVID-19 virus, Father. Oh, God, those that are suffering with mental challenges, oh, God, we lift them up this morning, Father. And we pray for those, God, that are undecided about taking the vaccine shot, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
Give them the peace in their spirit, Father God, that they
yeah.
need, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that you have everything in control, Father God, and that you are a prayer-answering God, Father God. And, Father God, we pray for our pastor this morning and our First
Thank
Lady,
you.
Pastor Kayson, and First Lady Kayson. Continue to lead them and guide them and strengthen
yeah.
them and continue to protect them, Father God. Bless their going in and their coming out, Father God. Bless and keep their family, Father God, near and far, Father God. And, Father God, we pray for healing in the lives of
Hallelujah.
Your people, Father God, on this morning, Father God, because we know that our land and our world and our nation needs a healing, Father God. And
yeah.
so, Father God, we pray for healing on this morning, Father God. And we know that you are our refuge, you are our strength, you are very present help in times of trouble. And God, we know that we're living in some troubled times now, but God, help us to continue to rest in you and to rest in the truth of your word on today, Father God. Oh God, you're worthy. You're worthy of all the honor. You're worthy of all the glory, and you're worthy of all the praise. Oh God, what a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Oh God, we just thank you, Father God, that in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it feels like, Father God, we know that you are still God. And so, Father, we thank you, Father God, on this morning because we know that you are able to do anything but fail. And we know that there is no failure in you, Father God. And we know, Father God, that you never lost a battle, Father God, and that you never will, Father God. Down in my soul, Father, I cry, holy. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty. God, I thank you this morning. I bless your name this morning. I
yeah,
praise
yeah.
your name this morning. Worthy is the Lamb of God that was slain
Hallelujah.
For us. And God, I thank you this morning. We're grateful this morning. We're hopeful
yeah.
this morning. We're prayerful this morning. And we're going to continue to stand firm, God, in your word, Father God. We're going to continue to stand firm, Father God, in you, Father God, because it is in you, oh God, that we live, we move, and we have our very being, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you, and we bless your name on this day. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. I thank God for prayers of the righteous avail of much. We thank God for your continued prayer. And we are grateful to God. Amen. Praying church. Amen. Church to praise without ceasing. So important. And we thank God for that. We want to go to the word of God today in a couple of different areas. And one area is Psalm 23. And one of the areas in Ephesians, the sixth chapter. And I'm going to be reading Ephesians, the last five verses of that book. And because it talks about the Apostle Paul asking for prayer, part of the armor of God. And in that last part of that book of Ephesians, Paul is desiring that he would have boldness, but not only that he would have boldness in the midst of the fight, but that he would also be encouraging to those that are on the battlefield, that are fighting with him. And it's important for us to know that we should continue to fellowship along with the fight. And so we want to talk from the subject today, the fight and the fellowship. The fight and the fellowship. The fight and the fellowship. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege and another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, O God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, O God, that I might be a pure vessel used by you. O God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified, but most of all, God, that you would receive honor and glory to your name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. There is something that the enemy likes to do. It's like to wear us down through attrition, through constant battle of waging evil, a constant bad news after bad news after bad news after bad news. First learned of this method or this modus operandi of Satan when he dealt with Job. Job was continued to get bad news after bad news after bad news. But in spite of all of the bad news that came after bad news, Job learned that in the midst of the fight of evil, that there was a blessing in the fellowship, not only with God, but with each other. And so, my brothers and sisters, the enemy has not changed his modus operandi. He has not changed his method. And so the onslaught of the bad news after the bad news, the evil after the evil, will have a tendency to wear you down, will have a tendency to wear us down, tendency to cause us to get weary in our journey. Amen. But we can't be weary in well-doing, because we will reap if we faint not. And Paul also let us know that we should continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. And in the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians, Paul lets us know that we should be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, that we should put on the whole armor of God. And he lets us know that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, against spiritual wickedness, against the rulers of darkness of this world. And so what he lets us know is that the battle is real and that the battle is constant. And so we have to acknowledge, amen, that the battle is real and that the battle is constant. But we have to draw on the strength that God has given us to be able to endure in the battle. And so we have that, and we understand the whole armor. We understand that we have to work and operate in God's strength, and we understand that it's constant, and we have to stand and that doing all to stand, to stand. But one of the things that we many times forget in the midst of the battle is that God wants us to have fellowship that coincides with the fight. In other words, while we're fighting, amen, should not exclude us from having fellowship with God and with each other. Because what happens is if we just continue to fight, amen, we will become depressed. We will become weary. We will become down. We will become in a situation where we're battle-worn and battle-torn. But when we continue to have a fellowship in the midst of the fight with God and each other, what happens is we can draw strength to be able to keep things in perspective and not lose our joy. Amen. And so the communion of fellowshipping with each other and the communion of fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit is what will sustain us in the midst of the fight. And so it's important to have an understanding that, yes, we're going to fight. Yes, we're going to stand up. Yes, we're going to continue to put on the whole armor. Yes, we're going to continue to wage war in the spirit. But in addition to that, we're also going to continue to have fellowship. Amen. And fellowship, that is getting together. Amen. That is getting together on one accord and enjoying the life and the love that God has and the life and the love that that we have for each other, loving each other, loving God, enjoying the love of God and enjoying the love of each other. And when we have that type of fellowship where we love God and love each other, what happens is we begin to operate in the way that God wants us to operate. We do remember that God said of the Ten Commandments that they rested or they swung on these two is that we would love God and that we would love each other. And so when we have that fellowship loving God, when we have that fellowship of loving each other, what happens is we have the ability to be able to weather the storm of the fight. The fight is always going to be there. The struggle is always going to be there. But if the enemy can keep us from having fellowship with God and fellowship with each other, it makes the battle that much more intensive. It makes it that much more of a struggle. But when you can say, we're going to fight this battle, but I'm still going to love God and I'm still going to love my fellow man, my brother, my sister, what happens is your perspective begins to change. It no longer is focused on the battle, but it's focused on the ability of God to sustain us in the midst of the battle, and that we would know without a shadow of a doubt that even in the midst of the battle, God is going to give us the victory. Amen? So as we look at that, Paul, at the end of this letter in Ephesians 6, he wants to have some fellowship. He wants to send people to let them know he's doing all right. He wanted to communicate with the fellow Christians to let them know that we're doing okay and get some word back to know that they're okay. There's a fellowship. He talks about spiritual warfare. He talks about the whole armor of God. But yet in the midst of that same letter, he's saying, we understand that it's going to be difficult. We understand we're fighting the forces of evil. We're understanding that we need to keep this armor on, but we need to communicate. We need to fellowship in God, and we need to fellowship with each other. And so in verse 20 of that Ephesians, he said, for which I am ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So Paul finishes the course of the praying with all prayer and supplication for all saints, and he's finished talking about the whole armor of God. But then he goes on to start talking about the fellows, a fellowship with the saints of God. So you have this dynamic where you have a battle that's waging in the spirit, a battle cry to put on the whole armor of God. But in the midst of that same letter, he says, well, let's talk about the goodness of God. Let's talk about our faith in the Lord. Let's encourage each other. Let's have testimony about what God has done and how God has kept me. And so he says in verse 21, but ye also may know my affairs and how I do. The boss said, I want you to know the affairs, the things that are going on and how I'm doing and how God is blessing me. He said, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all the things. In other words, he said, we're going to share with you what's going on our end. We're going to pray that you'll be able to transmit that back to us. Let us know how things are going on your end. So in the midst of this fight, in the midst of this battle, we have a fellowship with each other about the love of God and about the love we have for each other. He calls Tychicus his beloved minister. There's a love, there's a relationship, there's a fellowship there. And when we are beloved of ministers in God, when we're beloved people and children of God, it helps us to continue to be encouraged and strengthened about how that, yes, we're in a battle, but we still can have joy of the Lord. We still can love each other. We still can love God, and we still can fellowship. And so when you look at verse 22, he says, whom I have sent to you, unto you, for the same purpose that you might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts. And that's the thing about fellowship. Fellowship is that we can comfort each other. We can comfort each other's heart by sharing love, by sharing testimony, by sharing the love of God and what God has done for us and how God has continued to bless us, that even though it might be a struggle, I went through on this week, but God brought me out this week. I went through on this with my family or on my job and the various dynamics of our living on this world, that in the midst of the evil and the enemy is still waging evil, you can look every day out your door and out your window that evil is always present, but God is omnipresent, and God doesn't want us to get in a position of fear, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And so as we have fellowship with each other, we can rehearse and testify and tell each other about what God has done. And that brings comfort to us, that if sister or brother was going through with this situation, if brother or sister or child was going through this, and they trusted God and God brought them out and God turned the situation around, somebody needed to say hallelujah. And so not only do they rejoice, but you rejoice about what the love of God and the love of our fellowship with each other has done. And so in verse 23, he says, peace be to the brother and love. And when you begin to start speaking in terms of peace and love in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of the battle, the enemy gets upset. He's like, how in the world can they talk about love and peace and comfort and beloved brethren and the love of God in the midst of this chaos and in the midst of this stuff that I'm throwing at them? See, they don't understand the love of God. The enemy doesn't understand the love of God. The enemy doesn't understand that the love of God is not based upon situations or circumstance, but the love of God is based upon who God is. And God is love. And when we have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, then we can fellowship in love with each other and with God in the midst of the trial and the tribulation that the enemy is trying to wage or is waging every day. And while we're celebrating and fellowshipping and in the midst of those things, the enemy is like, I can't bring them down. I can't steal their joy. I can't take them off course. They're still fighting spiritual warfare, and they're not getting weary because they have the strength of the Lord and they have the fellowship with each other and with God, and the enemy can't, he can't deal. One of the things I used to love about when we first started our church and we used to go at Central High School in Sea Pleasant, Maryland, is that once a month we would get together and we would just have fellowship. And First Lady was gracing us to open up her house and her kitchen, and she would let rows and rows of people just run through the house. And whether they were young or we were old, and I thank her for that, because she had to deal with the aftermath. But the love of God that she had in her heart for the church members and for God, it was just a wonderful time that and many of you remember that we would just get together once a month, and it was that once a month pickup where we have fellowship with each other, where we would just get together, we would eat and we would talk and we would laugh and we would tease and we would cry and we would go through different things in our life, but it helped strengthened the church. It helped us to be able to be a loving a family of God that loved God and loved each other. And even though we had challenges and even though we had ups and downs, we had an awesome time together because we knew that God was with us and we were with each other. And so we were able to have that peace and we were able to have that love, and it helped strengthen our faith. And in verse 23, it says, Paul said, peace to be to the brethren, love with faith from God the Father. And so we had ability to grow in faith because we were talking and sharing and witnessing and testifying about the goodness of God to each other. And your faith helped strengthen my faith, and my faith helped strengthen your faith, and your love helped strengthen my love, and my love helped strengthen your love. And so the challenges were still there, but because of the love of God and the love for each other, we were able to make it through. It wasn't a burden. It wasn't something that you dreaded to do. It was something that you looked forward to that helped build the community of God. And so at the end of that, he says, and faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And in other words, there was a fellowship between God the Son and God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, that they were able to work as three in one, but they had different distinct characteristics, different distinct works or operations. And that's the way the church builds today, is that we are one body in Christ, but each of us has different gifts, and we operate in the spirit that those gifts would benefit all of us and benefit all of us in love. And as we benefit in love, we show more love toward our community, toward each other, and toward God. And though even though the challenges come, the church, the body of Christ, is up to the challenge of the ways and the deceptiveness of the enemy that we can overcome without being defeated in spirit. Because sometimes you can have a victory, but you're beat down so much that you can't even celebrate and appreciate the victory. Sometimes the battle is so rough that it would cause people to not to praise and not to worship and not to glorify God. But when you understand that you have to have fellowship in the midst of the fight, what happens is the battle won't overbear you. The battle won't overtake you, but you'll be able to have joy even in the midst of the battle. And so the last verse, he says, grace be with you. Grace be with them all, that the love of Jesus Christ in sincerity. In other words, he's saying grace. And then what does grace do? Grace gives you something that you don't deserve, but you get it anyway. And Paul understood that we needed some grace because all of us have sinned and all of us have come short of the glory of God. But the grace of God, amen, is how we can get through it. God says you're saved by grace through faith. And so because we are saved by grace through faith, what happens is God's grace allows us to be able to have something, amen, even though we don't deserve it. He allows us to be able to endure. He allows us to be able to love in spite of, because that's what he did. And if our faith is in God and what he's done on Calvary's cross through Jesus Christ, what he does is he says, in the midst of all this crazy stuff, I'm going to give you grace to be able to handle it in a way that God would handle it. I'm going to give you the grace to be able to forgive and ask for forgiveness in a way that God would forgive and ask for forgiveness for those who have transpired or trespassed against him. When you look at Jesus on Calvary's cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so when we follow in the footsteps of God, we follow in the footsteps of his son, Jesus Christ, when we're led by the Holy Spirit, what happens is we can begin to start experiencing grace and sharing grace. And when we begin to start experiencing grace and sharing grace because of the fellowship with God and the fellowship with each other, what happens is it can't help but to spill over into our various families and communities. And when that grace of experiencing, receiving it spills over into our families and communities, what happens is the body of Christ will be able to grow, because people will begin to start asking the question that even in the midst of this trial, even in the midst of this tribulation, even in the midst of this difficult time, you still had a smile. You still praise God. You still worship God. You still show love. You still else show kindness? How is it that you can do this? And we begin to start telling them about the fellowship of God, the fellowship of God's people, the ability to God to show love that would cover a multitude of sins, that he took our sins and our penalty to Calvary's cross, and he paid a price that we might have life and might have life eternal. When we begin to start operating that way, then the evil that the enemy is waging, amen, will be less effective, and those that are separated from God will begin to come to know him as Lord and Savior of your life. The other thing we did when we were at the school is that we would go out every Sunday. We would go out. We taught sharing Jesus without fear for, I guess we taught it for about 6 months. And then after the 6 months, I said, okay, it's time for you all to go out. And everybody was like, what? And I said, I'm not going with you. You're going out by yourself. And everybody was like shocked. But as you began to go with the love of God in your heart, you began to start fellowshipping with each other. You went out in teams and you shared the word of God through tracts, through word. And you began to start experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit that overcame your fear. And you began to start trusting God, and people were ministered to, and people were prayed for, and our children grew, and our fellowship with each other grew, because we were carrying out the will of God and love of the love of God in us, and the love of God we had for each other, and the love of God that we had for our community. And so it was so important for us to know that, yes, there were dangers out there, seen and unseen, but because we had the whole armor of God on, we were able to stand in the wicked day. We were able to understand that God gave us the power, that God gave us the strength. It wasn't our power, it wasn't our might, but it was the might of God. And when we understood that and we went forward, what happened was our fellowship with each other, our fellowship with God, and our reach to our fellow mankind became something that God was pleased with, that God wanted us to do, and that God instructed us and gave us the protection to do. And so there was a continued fellowship in the midst of the fight. And so these are the things that we have to read in the entire context of this chapter. Many times we just read this chapter and we just focus on the whole armor of God. But when you read it in its entirety and you get to the understanding that don't get caught in just waging war and waging battle, but in the midst of your waging war and waging battle, don't forget the fellowship with your fellow man. And so as we get ready to close, and we look back at the Old Testament in the book of Psalm, and in that Psalm 23, David came to the understanding that God, the righteous God, was the one that was able to give him what he needed in the midst of the battle. And one of the great verses of Psalm 23 is verse 5. And in the midst of the battle, David was able to realize that God was the one that would protect him from evil, that God was the one that would lead him in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, and that God was the one that would allow him to lie down in green pastures, and that God was the one that would promise him that goodness and mercy would follow him all the days of his life. In other words, that God, in the midst of the battle, promised David that there would be fellowship in the midst of the fight, and to go along with the fight, that God wouldn't forget about the fellowship. And so, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you today that in the midst of the fight, God has not forgot about the fellowship with him and the fellowship with each other. And so when we look at that chapter 23 of Psalm, and you look at verse 5, he said, thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And thou anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. In other words, when David was experiencing verse 4, and verse 4 said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said that I will fear no evil, and thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In other words, I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, that in the midst of the evil, as long as you got your hand in God's hand, come on now, as long as you have fellowship with God, you gonna be all right. Have I got a witness today? As long as God, come on now, is in control, the enemy can't overtake us. But God said in his word that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will lift the standard. So we need to rely on God that in the midst of the fight, that he'll continue to provide his fellowship. Some may say, well, preacher, that's all right, as long as we have fellowship with God. But what do you mean about fellowship with each other? Well, if you look at that verse 5 a little more closely, have I got a witness? David said, my cup runneth over. In other words, when God blesses you with his fellowship, he blesses you with more than enough. Look at somebody, say, I got more than enough. Look at somebody and say, my cup runneth over. And what do you do when you got more than enough? What do you do when your cup runneth over? You take what's running over, you take the more than enough, and you share, come on now, with somebody else. Have I got a witness today? God is the one that will allow you to have fellowship in the midst of the fight. God will give you enough. He'll bless you in the midst of the fight, that you'll have so much blessings that it'll overflow. Has anybody ever said, my cup runneth over? When I needed, God gave me more than enough. When I had to have it, God blessed me with more than enough. God gave it to me, it was pressed down, it was shaken together, it was overflowing in good measure. Have I got a witness today? And when God blesses you in the midst of the fight, that you can have fellowship and share with somebody else about the goodness of God. The songwriter said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. When God blesses you with a hallelujah blessing, you want to tell somebody about what he did. You want to have fellowship and tell them about the goodness of the Lord. Somebody said, he made a way out of no way. Somebody said, he's my Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Somebody want to share in a fellowship that God is. I say, God is. He's the one that continues to bless my going out and going in. He's the one that touched and healed my body. He's the one that continues to provide my every need. He's the one that's Jehovah Jireh, my provider, and he's given me more than enough. So in the midst of the fight, I can have fellowship not only with God, but with my fellow man. And when we get together, what a time, what a time, what a time. And so when you understand that in the midst of the fight, amen, in the midst of the fight, that you can still have fellowship, amen, with God and with each other. That's what we do on Sunday morning. That's what we do on Tuesday morning. That's what we do on Thursday evening. That's what we do all week long. We know that we all have challenges and fights every day. Amen. But because God blesses us in the midst, David said, he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy, and my cup runneth over. Every day, God blesses us with an abundance of blessings, new mercies we see every day. And then when we share that with someone else, that overflow, that abundance of God, amen, can cause a fellowship with each other that would cause each other to strengthen each other and love each other, encourage each other, that we will be able to continue to stay on the battlefield until the Lord says enough done. But don't get caught and beat down in the battle. Enjoy the fellowship. Enjoy the blessings. Enjoy the blessings of God that he continues to provide. Whether it's just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that you cut and share with somebody. Whether it's just a song that you share with somebody. Whether it's just a bowl of chicken noodle soup. Whether it's just a phone call or a text or a prayer. Amen. That God placed in your heart and it's overflowing out of your heart and you want to share it, you want to fellowship with someone else. This is how we share our faith. This is how we get peace in the midst of the storm. This is how we endure the heartaches and the struggles, amen, that has continued to be an onslaught from the evil one. But know this, trouble don't last always. Job declared that one day, come on now, the wicked will cease from troubling. If he did, and our weary souls will be at rest. He said that the Lord gave and the Lord take away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He understood, amen, that he wasn't going to curse God, but he was going to bless God in the midst of his trial. He was going to have faith in the midst of the onslaught of the enemy. He was going to praise and worship God. Psalmist said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. That's how we're going to make it through, church. Keep testifying. Keep having fellowship with God. Keep allowing God to overflow your life. And as he overflows your and my life, let us continue, amen, to fellowship and share that overflow with someone else. That in the midst of these times, when we have difficult times, you have 13-year-old children being shot. You have people being killed. You have people being discriminated against. You have all kinds of things that go on every day. But don't let it beat you down. Don't let it steal your joy. Understand that these things are going to happen. But if you have fellowship with God in the fight, and you have the support of each other and fellowship with each other, you'll be able to see the sunshine. You'll be able to experience the blessings of God, like David said in the midst of this, that God would sit you down at a table and make your cup to overflow. Only God can do that. Think about that. Think about that. That in the midst, in the presence of his enemy, even though he walked through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I'm not going to fear it. And even in the presence of my enemy, God will anoint my head with oil and my cup will run over. In other words, God will take care of me in the midst of all of this. Sit down, have fellowship with each other. Tell somebody, like I said, make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Throw a hot dog on the grill or boil a hot dog or eat a can of beans together and talk about the goodness of the Lord. That's the way our fellowship was. We would come together and someone would have this and someone would have that, but it was more than enough. And we would share with each other. We had such a fellowship. We had such a joy. Again, I thank the first lady for sharing her house. And everybody had to run in the house, inside, outside, upstairs, downstairs, in the basement. It was just a blessing to have that fellowship, knowing that everyone still had problems and everyone still had challenges. But because of the love of God and the fellowship that we had with God and each other, we were able to be sustained by our faith and by our love in the midst of the fight. Amen. Fight and fellowship. Amen. Continue to fight and continue to fellowship. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you. God, we thank you for your word, God, that allows us to see that the enemy for who he is. And God, we thank you that you're more than enough to handle him. God, we pray that through your word, you have taught us how to put on the armor and how to stand against the wiles of the devil. And, oh, God, we thank you, God, that you also shared in your word, God, that in the midst of the fight, that we can lean and depend and trust you, that we can continue to have fellowship with you. And, oh, God, and just as importantly, that we would have fellowship with each other. And, oh, God, that we can rest assured that, like you did for David, that you will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And, oh, God, that you will continue to allow our cup to run over. And, oh, God, that we will continue to be able to share with those that are around us the love and the kindness and the grace and the mercy that you have provided us. And that we, too, will be able to say, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that we won't have to fear any evil because you are with us, God. and that your rod and your staff may comfort us, and that we will be able to stay. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So we will continue to have that fellowship with each other and with our Heavenly Father. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Call your neighbor. Have some fellowship with them. Tell them about the goodness of the Lord and how your cup has run over today. And we'll see you on next Sunday. God bless, and heaven may ever smile upon you. Have a great week.